Proclamation number 6468, dated the February 5th, 1956. Dangers of psychic communication. Much is presented to you humans as truth which was received in a mediumistic state from the spiritual kingdom. And you frequently support this information with confidence because you are convinced that you cannot be wrongly educated from this world. And especially these teachings can cause you considerable disadvantage, because you are then no longer able to receive the pure truth. Psychic communication always necessitates utmost caution. This is to be said to you time and again. Because the recipient's environment is rarely so purged, so permeated by light, that negative influences cannot intrude. Only then can pure truth also be conveyed by mediumistic means. But the thoughts of people who surround the recipient also affect psychically made statements. The recipient himself has surrendered his will and is now controlled by an unknown will. Only extreme integrity of his outer circle keeps everything unspiritual at bay. However, as soon as a hitherto accepted wrong thought emerges in someone in this circle, he attracts beings who instantly want to intensify his error, since they are now able to enter this environment, which is not possible when all participants are wholly inspired by the desire for purest truth and completely submit themselves to God and all that is light. But this commonly shared will soon abandon psychic reception, because people will then consciously approach God for clarification, for truth, and it is no longer necessary to surrender the will, to enter into a state of trance, because God will certainly grant such sincere request for conveying the truth and will choose a servant from this circle to whom he can transmit his word in a conscious state. On the other hand, not every mediumistic message can be discarded, since beings of light occasionally also use this opportunity to contact people, in the hope that one day they will be able to establish the heartfelt contact which facilitates the conveyance of absolute truth. But these psychic messages always have to correspond to God's word, which is received in a conscious state. However, differences of opinion will frequently arise because mediumistic messages are equally highly valued. The messages of the beings of light will always concur with each other. They will always proclaim the truth from God. And each deviation has to be seriously examined as to whether and to what extent the environment or the medium himself had an already preconceived opinion which contradicted the consciously conveyed word. There is only one truth, and this comes forth from God himself, even though it is transmitted by beings of light. And where there is truth, there is no contradiction. But there are many different opinions, and there are different sources used by people. Yet only one source is the fountain of life, which God has made accessible. He himself pours his spirit into the human hearts who prepare themselves as a vessel for the flow of spirit. This preparation is conscious work, it is the work of improving the soul, it is a transformation to love, which is the prerequisite for the working of the divine spirit. But a person can receive psychic messages even when he has not achieved this transformation, simply by handing over his own will and allowing himself to be seized by an unknown will. And the quality of this unknown will is determined by the degree of maturity of his own soul and the souls of people in his surroundings. Every spiritually revived person will oppose mediumistic reception because he recognizes the inherent danger and because a spiritually awakened person is always permeated by a profound desire for truth. However, a medium with a high degree of maturity will soon be able to receive the messages consciously, and these will never contradict the pure word of God, which flows forth from the fountain of life made accessible by God himself. Beware if you discover contradictions, and examine the source of the teachings which contradict themselves. And if you want to know the truth, you will also receive clarification, when you ask God Himself for help, when you submit to Him every doubt, every question, and always just want to be taught correctly and able to support Him and the only truth, the truth from God. Amen.